This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mad Wednesday. And today we have a very special guest in the studio, very appropriate special guest, because it is Halloween today, after all. And joining us here in the studio is one of the ensemble cast members of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, currently playing at Arts Centre Melbourne. Hello, Paul Hughes. How are you?
Hello, Dean Arcuri. What a great pleasure to be here with you on the air today.
Oh, it's wonderful. We're so glad that you could come and talk to us, because you had a matinee today, didn't you?
Yes, just finished a matinee, and this evening, actually, it's an exciting day, really, because this evening we're doing another rehearsal, because tomorrow's matinee, Drew Weston, who is actually covering the protagonist, if you like, essentially in the piece, is going to actually go on tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So, playing the role of Monty Navarro, who is played by Chris Ryan. Tomorrow, Drew is actually on. So, we're doing a rehearsal tonight. Although Drew's in great shape, so, you know, it's going to be lots of fun.
Oh, yeah. Wow, how exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an absolutely wonderful show. I got a chance to see the preview last week, and I was absolutely blown away. For those that don't know, it's this fabulous musical that's happening at Arts Centre Melbourne at the moment. It's opened on the weekend. And the general storyline is a gentleman finds out when his mother passes away that he's related to a family with money, and he could become an earl. But he's like eighth or ninth in the line. And when he realises that, he decides that they're not very nice people, so he's gonna bump them off one by one
to claim his earldom.
To get his earldom. And it is such a entertaining, I mean, it sounds quite dark, and it is, but in musical form, it's a really entertaining piece.
I think appropriately, you know, black comedy, as far as musical theatre is concerned. And so it's the darkness that we love.
Absolutely.
Because we're all sitting there, and, you know, the flavour being Edwardian turn of the century England, big country house, one by one these characters start dropping off of unnatural causes. It's a really delicious show.
And it's really funny to see how the murders are portrayed on stage.
It's
so much fun. I feel like it must have been such fun rehearsing and putting this together. Now, you're one of the ensemble cast members, because you play 100
Absolutely,
characters.
I play. Oh, look, where do I start? We essentially, I suppose, open the piece at curtain up as turn of the century actors that step out and speak to the audience, and we offer a warning, saying if you are of weaker constitution, you know, if you're weak of heart, we could only suggest now's your opportunity to depart, because what you're about to see is ghastly.
And it really is. Yeah, it's just dark and so much fun.
Absolutely. So much fun. Farcical in, I guess, that Oscar Wildean, Noel Coward, perhaps, way. I must not forget to present you with your Kinder Surprise, by the way, at the end of the interview, Dean, which I brought especially for you
oh,
today.
Oh, lovely. Bit of trick, trick or treat.
Being a bit
I
of
love
trick
it.
Or treat. I just noticed it was about to roll off the desk here in the studio. Yeah, but actually, I can't really go any further without mentioning Mitchell Butel, who is absolutely extraordinary, who plays the Dysqueath family. So the name of this family is the Dysqueaths. And Mitchell appears as seven completely different personalities.
And it's so quickly.
Very
you know,
quickly.
He's jumping from song to song as a different member as they're bumped off.
Yeah.
And the range he has to have to play these is just... It's so exciting to watch.
It really is exciting to watch. And you really are transported very quickly into the world of the character, even if it's only a brief visit with that character that Mitchell takes you to, because he absolutely becomes this other character.
Yeah.
And it is such a delight to go on that journey. It's really, really quite brilliant work. And talk about quick changes.
Well, yeah, he's costumes
eight
are
seconds,
so elaborate.
Maybe.
I mean, it's the same. It's the same thing for you guys in the ensemble as well.
Yeah.
You're jumping from character to character. Mm. I mean, ensemble doesn't feel like the right word, really, because you're all very key, and each character that you suddenly portray is just another key part of the plot. So you're certainly not background at all, are you?
Well, look, we're certainly not. not. In fact, we all play many roles in it. So outside of the principal cast, in fact, at our opening night speech, Ken McKenzie Forbes of the production company very generously said, but this is a cast of principals.
It really is. I can say
for my colleagues in the cast, each and every one of them are exceptional performers, you know, as dancers, as exceptional singers. There's not one strongly classically trained voice in this piece. So together, as a small cast, we form, you know, all of these characters that support essentially these two main protagonists that take us on this amazing dark journey.
It really is. One of the things I loved as well, the lyrics and the scripting is fantastic. You're right when you said Oscar Wilde before. I do kind of feel like it's got that kind of twang to it and that kind of poetry. But you've got this all shoehorned into music and moving at such a pace.
We have.
It must have been... overwhelming at times when
it certainly was it. Actually, I have to say, because the rehearsal period was tight and there was so much business to lock in. Fortunately, we have a most wonderful music director who tied together what's happening with dialogue over into segueing into musical moments in Kelly Dickerson. Really, being under the baton of Kelly is like being driven along in a Bentley. You know that it is just a solid, gracious ride. She's such a wonderful musician and works with you so that all of these little sort of taperings just slot together. Again, then with the direction of Roger Hodgman, our director, quietly solid and extraordinarily knowledgeable as a director. And to use a phrase that Roger would use when things are just right, that's just right. Very quietly we'll step up and say, we need to perhaps put a beat in there, and then the thought process needs to maybe take us to there. Yes, that's just right. And when you get that from Roger, you know that you're on the right track. So, it's been an exciting team to work with.
It sounds it. And it really comes through in the production. Mm. Now, I saw it at one of the previews last week. You've had, you've started running the shows now. The production has begun.
We've started running the shows.
What have they been like?
Oh, look, so far they have been so well received. And I think on top of all of this, I can't go another moment further without mentioning Dana Jolly, our extraordinary choreographer, who absolutely has harnessed the flavours of this into this magical choreography that just brings the whole piece together. So putting that as a package for the audience, people are just jumping on the ride and laughing their heads off, and we encourage it.
Because it is really hilarious when you're looking at all these hilarious ways that he's bumping off all of these characters, falling in love with another family member,
Absolutely. A distant family member,
falling in love with them. It's just so much fun.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. And the actual set itself is so colourful and delightful to look at. Tying together, I guess, that Edwardian flavour. I wonder if people do know that they're about to see something that is so deliciously prim and proper / hysterical.
Exactly. It gives you so much for your palate, visually, musically, in the comedy. It's one of these shows that you can encourage anyone to come and see because it is that little bit dark, it is that little bit cheeky, it is that whole lot of fun, and it plays with music in such an interesting way that the breadth of audience that can come and enjoy this is actually really large.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think, personally, even out of my friends that would want to come to theatre or wouldn't want to come to see theatre, actually, I don't think I can think of anyone who wouldn't enjoy this show. It's really got something to... It's so witty.
It really got something
to tickle everyone's fancy.
It's really delicious.
And the ride starts and you're on it. And
you are. You're on it straight away.
It is certainly
a show that it was really funny. At the end of the first act, I was like, "How? Hang on, isn't this the whole show?" Mm. I stopped for a minute and had to ask one of the ushers, "Wait, was there no interval?" And they were like, "Oh, no, no. We're in it now."
Yeah.
And that's what's really exciting. Like, the first act is just jam-packed with so much happening. And that's the storyline. And it's where it all goes for the second act, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly. It's what... And that's certainly where I zip my lips. Mm-hmm. It's like we've been... ensconced into the world of this situation with Monty Navarro, our lead character, if you like. But where's it going to take us? Mm. What will the outcome be? It's so good.
Mm. Do you have a favourite murder most foul that happens in the show with one of the characters?
Oh, goodness me. Well, without giving... I do.
Without giving too much away. There's many creative deaths that occur on stage.
Dean, I have a favourite, but I have to say, I was talking to a cast member in the wings today. I'm as fickle as the wind because I think that I've nailed my favourite down. And then all of a sudden, in another performance, I think, no, actually, I think this is my favourite character, the way they go. I think it's best that I leave it at that. Otherwise, I'll give away some of the excitement.
It's true.
But honestly, expect the unexpected. you could hear splats. You could hear gurgles of water. I won't explain why. You just don't know what you might hear or what you might see.
Oh, well, if that isn't the best way to cap off this interview, I don't know what is. Paul Hughes, thank you so much for joining us today on this special Halloween episode
Dean,
of Mad
it
Wednesday.
Has been a great pleasure. And the Kinder Surprise was the scariest thing I could bring to the table, and it's just for you.
Oh, I love it. Now, you can catch A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It's happening at Arts Centre Melbourne until the 18th of November. There are matinee performances, there are evening performances. I absolutely love it. I cannot recommend going to see this show enough. It's just delightful and so much fun. So jump on the Arts Centre Melbourne website and grab your tickets today. Paul, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Dean, and thank you so much for having me.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.